My guest today is Paul Kutzinger. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Did I say your name right?
You did. You did.
Excellent. What do you do, Paul?
I work at Amazon, and I am a developer evangelist. Sweet. So I work with developers to build really cool stuff.
That's very similar to my job.
Awesome.
I work
love
at Microsoft doing the same thing. It's the best job I ever had.
Yeah.
I saw you yesterday doing a very cool demo on this device right here. Tell me about it.
Yep. So this is the Amazon Echo.
Okay. I've been hearing a lot about that since the Super Bowl.
Right, there
lots
you go.
Lots of hype around the Super Bowl, and ever since then I've been hearing a lot about this cool device.
It's
what
cool.
does it do?
Well, so first of all, there's the device component.
Yeah, what does the device do?
It's it'll do things like, Alexa, what's the weather in Lansing, Michigan?
Currently, in Lansing, Michigan, it's 38 degrees with clear skies. Tonight, you can look for just a few clouds in the sky and a low of 38 degrees.
So that's where we are right now.
We are. We're actually East Lansing, Michigan. We're very close.
Is that different?
It's a different city, yep.
Oh, no. I've been using it.
Close.
I should have said East Lansing.
It's not a coincidence that it's called East Lansing.
That's funny.
Guess where it is in relationship to Lansing.
Yeah. North of it, I bet, right? No, it's
totally
East. Okay.
Guess,
anyway, so the idea is you put this in a room in your house. Maybe the kitchen is a very common place. You come down in the morning. Alexa, good morning.
Good evening.
Oh, she knows it's evening because we're here. It's late at night. And so the idea is you can get your news flash. You can get jokes. Alexa, tell me a joke. Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why did the painting go to jail? It was framed.
Right. That's the reason you'd go to jail. So, but the idea is you can get some stuff like that. Just a little smile every day.
Okay.
But the other part is there's a bunch of things you can do with developers. So now developers can come in and they can add to the whole experience.
Show. Let's hear about that.
Yeah. So Alexa is the I just turned her on when I said her name. So Alexa is the platform inside of the Echo. The Echo itself is a microphone array. It's got 7 microphones. It has a bunch of noise cancellation, far field, so you can stand across the room and talk to it. It's a pretty important part. And then a speaker and some internet connections. Alexa, the platform, is on this device. Mm-hmm. It's also on a Fire TV. You could put it on a Raspberry Pi. You could put it on an Edison. Put it on all sorts of devices.
Okay.
Might put it in cars and toys and all sorts of things.
Hmm.
Developers make Alexa smarter by adding skills.
So, such as what?
So Domino's is an example of a company.
Domino's Pizza
They're
Company. They're based here in Michigan, actually.
Are they really?
Yep.
East Lansing or North Lansing?
They're actually based in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Are they really?
Yep.
Okay, that's cool. So they built a skill where you can order a pizza. You say, Alexa, order me a pizza from Domino's, and now it starts coming. So they've connected up. They have two parts. They connected their easy order button to Alexa, and they also connected their status. So you can say, like, Mike's making it, Tom's delivering it.
Oh.
You can see what's happening right now.
I see. It's on its way.
It's on its way. Away. Yeah. You can do other things like where's the nearest Uber, all sorts of sort of skills. Basically, think of it like this, that anywhere there's a web service that you could call into and get some response back from, you could voice enable that web service.
So this thing is always connected to the internet, or do
it's always connected to the internet?
Something to it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so you would connect it to your Wi-Fi at home, or I'd connect it to the Wi-Fi here.
It's capable of being connected to the
internet. Yeah. But you need it connected to
okay.
to get your information out. The other part is Internet of Things. So because those are now like connected to the internet so much, you can turn on and off lights. You can say lock the front door, or you could say, hey, time for movies. And have your home automation.
Turn the lights down, turn the TV on.
Twist your blinds shut. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Set the whole mood. So
maybe text the kids to come in.
Exactly. Yeah. There's some people here doing that hack at the hackathon we're at, where they're having it text different people and send messages.
Excellent.
And yeah, it's pretty cool. Some pretty amazing hacks. It's pretty neat to see what people are coming up with.
Everything you just described the last few minutes, are the capabilities are not actually built into it. These are ideas that people would use to respond to it. For example, Domino's wrote an application on top of the Alexa platform.
That's right. And then I enable Domino's. I'm like, Domino's, turn that on. And then I sign with my Domino's account on my phone or my website, right, either way.
Okay.
And I can go configure, like, okay, Domino's, that's my account connected up to it.
A lot of my audience are developers.
Yep.
What skills do I need to
have
to
build this?
To build an application that's going to extend this.
Well, there's two parts. One part is the web service backend.
Okay.
So first of all, a lot of web I worked in mobile for a long time, and a lot of web developers or mobile developers think about installing something onto devices. There's none of that.
Okay.
So you don't install it at all. Instead, your voice user experience calls your web services.
Okay.
So and you can use any web services you want, any backend, any HTTPS endpoint.
All right.
I often use Lambda because it's an AWS service, but okay. There's a bunch of folks here at the hackathon using Azure, right? So it's great. You can hit whatever backend you want. Then the front end is a voice UI design, and really what you do there is you think about it's JSON.
All right.
So no programming at all for the UI part of it, but the UI is like what phrases might somebody say,
okay,
and what variables would you like to pass, and then you format that into JSON, or you actually it is formatted for you into JSON and sent to your function
by this device,
by the platform, by Alexa the platform.
I'm trying to get a handle on exactly where that happens. So I speak a command into this.
Mm-hmm.
My voice is turned into it's parsed out into a JSON object that contains. Mm-hmm. My words parsed out. Right?
Yeah, so if you want to be specific about where it's happening, almost nothing's happening on the device.
Okay.
And that's why it works on a Raspberry Pi and stuff. So this device here is waiting for the wake word Alexa.
Okay.
And once it hears that, it's like, sweet, fires up what you're saying to the server to get into natural language processing, into speech recognition, text-to-speech. All that stuff happens server-side.
All right.
And it's all composed into the JSON that is then fired off to your web service.
Oh, so we say server-side. There's a web service that Alexa always talks, or this device always talks to.
It always talks to.
To one web service, as an Amazon website.
To the Alexa platform.
And then turns it into JSON.
You've got it.
And once you have that JSON, now you're free to call whatever web service you want.
That's right. That's
right. Okay.
And all you do is you point it at your endpoint, right? When you get the JSON, what endpoint do you want to send it to? And there's an HTTPS one or other ones.
Where is that set up? Was there a configuration online somewhere?
Yeah. In developer.amazon.com/ASK, Alexa Skills Kit. You go in there and you just configure what phrases you think people might want to say, what endpoint you want to hit, and it fires off to your back end.
Oh, that's very cool. And people get started this by how? They go to Amazon.com, developer.amazon.com. They need an account there, of course.
Exactly. Developer.amazon.com/ASK. It stands for Alexa Skills Kit.
Okay.
Because you're adding skills to Alexa. So, yeah, developer.amazon.com/ASK.
Okay.
You can, everything's there. Tutorials, get you all through it. Takes about, I had a talk here today where we, in an hour, got people up and running with their first skill, working back and forth.
Yeah, it sounds very cool. The Amazon piece of it is, it sounds like it's very simple. It's just configuration.
Yeah.
Telling it where the web service is and how complex that web service is up to you.
It's totally up to you.
Exactly. The hosting it is up to you.
That's right.
I love that. I love the openness of it. It's really nice.
Well, I think that's important. So my passion is around indies, and it's around the small developer doing something cool and new. And I just believe that in every industry, music, for example, we don't listen to the same music that we did 50 years ago, 10 years ago, because somebody was bold and brave and took a stance and did something different and risked failure to bring something new. And now we're listening to something new. Like Elvis did it, the Beatles did it, and all sorts of musicians are doing it. Same with books, same with movies, same with development, with games. That came from the games industry previously.
Sure.
Amazing stuff.
Talk about people taking a chance to take the next step. Game industry is moving at light
speed. Exactly, right? And so here we have a chance for a voice UI. And when I think back to all the different user experience changes we've had over time, do you remember mobile? Like you have web pages, which are amazing. And like we can put them on a phone and we can touch them. This is awesome. Until you like, oh, web in my pocket, great. Until you try to touch it. And you're like, the links are too small and I have to scroll horizontally. And like there's all these problems.
Sure.
And everybody's like, oh, we've got to think about touch.
Yep.
That's a different paradigm.
It's a paradigm, yeah.
We got to think about 7-millimeter touch targets. That's how big fingers are. We got to think about direct manipulation, instant, like it's moving as you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
We're now at a spot here where things are going to be voice enabled. Like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, people are going to be talking to a lot of stuff. And what are we as developers going to do right now to figure out what that new paradigm looks like? When I think about like Rovio, who did Angry Birds, they very easily could have made an app that was like a power up button, a power down button, an angle up button, an angle down button, and a shoot button.
More of a traditional user.
Yeah, they could have ported
they broke the rules.
They did. And they thought about it. They're like, touch, drag, slingshot, angle, let go, shoot. Woo. And Rovio's a pretty amazing business now.
It really is. And that paradigm has been copied by a lot of other
developers. Of course, right. The industry learns.
Now that seems standard to us.
Right. It seems so normal. Yeah.
What's the coolest app you've ever seen built for this?
Well, let me talk about some from the hackathon. So, I mean, there's a bunch that are...
We're at Sparta Hack right now.
And so...
It's a great hackathon, by the way. I'm loving it.
Really well run.
A lot of cool... There's a lot of great hacks. And there was a jazz band and then a rock band. And did you see the light show?
I did. Oh, the light show was great.
That was amazing.
It was so well coordinated. These folks are great here. So I've seen a couple examples come up that were just really inspiring. So one was... they combined, they basically voice-enabled Clarify, which is a, you look at photos and it'll tell you what's in the photo. And so what they did is they set up cameras, and they took pictures, and they, around a, like a living room scenario, right? And then you say, Alexa, where's my book? And he says, by using Clarify to look at shots from the room, they'll say, the book's on the table. Where's my wallet, my keys? Oh, your keys are on the podium over here.
That's interesting.
And then you say, if let's say they aren't there right now. They can say, well, I saw your wallet at 3 p.m. on the table. Right? And you're like, that's brilliant. Like, and the thing I love about that story is that they're using a combination of different technologies and pulling it all together.
Cool.
All they're really doing is adding a new UI on top of it. Mm-hmm. There's one other that I loved, and it was a combination between your guys' stuff, our stuff, the Clarify stuff again. It was Alzheimer's. Like, help me remember 2 weeks ago at 6 a.m., and they were reading off what was in photos from what happened in that person's life back in those in that day. And they could say, oh, well, that was the day that was your grandson's birthday, and we see animal, like,
Introduce me to those folks. I actually, my father had Alzheimer's in the last years of his life, and my mother is going through that now as well. That just sounds fascinating.
So neat, right? So I don't know. There's a bunch like that. Some are really funny. There's a rap battle where they have two of them, and they're like, they found out this way to take, to create rap songs in the style of various rappers, so like rap like Kanye, rap like Nicki Minaj, right? And there's like there's a web UI to help, or web service to help you do that. But then the one's going, and it starts rapping, and it goes, yo, Echo, drop me a beat. And the other one goes, cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots, and this one's going. And this was just fun, right?
Fun.
I really think if you can just make a smile, there's usefulness stuff, there's fun stuff, there's, I don't know, it's just fun times.
Awesome.
A lot of great hacks.
And you're an online presence?
What's that?
Do you have an online presence?
Yes. Yes, you can reach me anytime on Twitter or LinkedIn. I'm Paul Kutsinger, my full name. PaulCutsinger.
We'll put that right across the bottom of the screen right about here.
Oh, perfect.
And you're on the road all the time. You're going to schools a lot, right?
I'm going to all sorts of events. Yeah, there's the student hackathons like this, which are exciting. Corporate hackathons. Mm. We're going to a bunch of meetups. Our whole thing is just like, if we can help get people's hands on, right? Developers just try it out. It's amazing how simple it is once you start typing. So the more we can get people just trying it, the more amazing stuff's going to come out, I can just tell.
Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Well, I'm really excited. This is a really great, fun time for technology. Hey, Alexa. Simon says technology and friends.
Technology and friends.
Love it.